Good morning, and I will be reading Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 28, New American Standard Version. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew into the district of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that region came out and began to cry out, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is cruelly demon-possessed." But he did not answer her a word, and his disciples came and implored him, saying, "Send her away, because she keeps shouting at us." But he answered and said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and began to bow down before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she said, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus said to her, "O woman, your faith is great. It shall be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed at once.
Good to see everyone. We thank you for being here today. And I want to thank you for all of your prayers on our behalf. We had a wonderful trip. And I know that you lifted us up in your prayers. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the elders allowing us to be away for a couple of weeks, but again, it was just a memorable time for Don and I, and we thank you. But we are very glad to be with you here today, and again, we're thankful for all the visitors here this morning. We appreciate so much your presence with us today. Showing honor to parents is not just a day instituted by the Ten Commandments, but it's a lifelong role assigned to children. Honoring mothers is not just a boom to the restaurant business in early May, but it's part of the fabric of life of anyone in the Christian system. A 16-year-old daughter walked into the kitchen. It was Mother's Day, and she was horrified to see her mother washing the dishes, and she said, "Mom, you shouldn't have to do dishes on this day of all days." Well, her mother was touched. She started to take off the apron and to put things away, and then as the daughter walked out of the room, she said, "The dishes will keep until tomorrow." Dennis the Menace was talking to Margaret one day, and he said, "I wonder what my mother would like for Mother's Day." Margaret said, "Why don't you promise to go to bed when she tells you, or keep your room clean, or eat all your vegetables, or brush your teeth without being told?" Dennis frowned, and he said, "No, I really wanted to do something more practical than all that." Honoring mothers is about as biblical as we can get. Exodus 20, verse 12, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you." Leviticus 19, verse 3, "Every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father." Ephesians chapter 6, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth." Why should we honor mothers? Well, number one, they gave us life. We honor mothers for giving us life. Number two, God commanded us to do so. The text I read in the beginning emphasized honor and respect. And to honor means to love, to esteem them for the part that they play in our lives. Number three, they were our first teachers. They teach us about God, about life, discipline, values, manners. And I suspect that much of our character and personality and principles were shaped in those early years. And then number four, because of the love they have for us. It's a promoting love, it's a sacrificial love, it's a constant love. I want to look briefly at five mothers that we read in the Bible. I appreciated David's remarks about Mary, because she is an outstanding mother that we could certainly also consider at times. But the first mother is Hannah, and the word we use for her is dedication. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11, she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and a razor shall never come on his head. Hannah, the mother of Samuel, and I think the importance of dedication. So she prayed to God and said, God, if you'll give me a son, I will dedicate him to him all the days of his life. A second mother is Jochebed, the mother of Moses. And the word we will use to describe her is protection. Exodus chapter 2. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got him a wicker basket and covered it over with tar and pitch. Then she put the child into it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. Can you imagine this mother taking her infant son, 3 months old, and putting him in a basket and pushing it away because she could hide her son no longer? But she made this tremendous sacrifice in order to protect her child. And Hebrews 11 informs us that this was all done by faith. Eunice tells us something about a mother's training. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelled in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well. I suppose many of us sitting here today can attribute our faith, our early knowledge of God, to a godly mother. And certainly we see that with respect to Timothy when we think about Lois, his grandmother, and Eunice, his mother. And then there's Hagar, and I think of the word prayer. In Genesis 21, Hagar is concerned for her son after they've been driven out by Sarah. Genesis 21, then she went and sat down opposite him, about a bow shot away, for she said, Do not let me see this boy die. And she sat opposite him and lifted up her voice and wept. God heard the lad crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, What is the matter with you, Hagar? Do not fear, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him by the hand, for I will make a great nation of him. Well, it is important that we pray for our children and that we pray with our children. And then the Canaanite mother that was read about in our text this morning, and I think of the word triumph. Sometimes there will be struggles and difficulties with our children, and we must continue asking God to help us, as did this Canaanite mother. Persistence is a strong quality of this mother in Matthew chapter 15. Did you note that text? First of all, Jesus didn't answer her a word. For many of us, that would mean, okay, he's not going to help out. I'm going. And so, but she doesn't give up. The disciples say, send her away. And then he talks about the not taking the children's food and giving to the dogs. But Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the children's table. And so Jesus certainly could see this woman's courage, her faith, her dedication, her willingness to stay the course in order to help her daughter. And I think that is an important quality, you know, for mothers, persistence. And I think certainly that is one of the things that stands out to me. And I think it's probably something that most mothers do practice on a regular basis. So I don't know what we'd do with our mothers. I don't know what we would do without all the godly women and mothers in this congregation. They are the spark of our homes, the spark of our lives. Our mothers, the very lifeblood of the home. And today I certainly want to thank all of our mothers. We all have memories. Let me share a few personal ones as I conclude this morning. My first Mother's Day without my mom. So it's an emotional day in many ways, you know, for me. But I was blessed with a wonderful mother-in-law, Donna's mother, Corrine. She would often say that I was her favorite son-in-law, and I always appreciated that. By the way, I was the only son-in-law. But I still, I mean, that, you know, she would say that on a regular basis. But one verse that comes to my mind when I think about Corrine, and Peter is talking about wives in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4, but let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. And Corrine was one who had that gentle and quiet spirit, which was precious in the sight of God. And her carrot cake was tremendous. Every time we would go to Opelika and go into the house, she would say, Alan, go downstairs, look in the refrigerator, and there would be a carrot cake. So one of those special memories. I recall my mother reading me stories from the Bible, and I had my favorites, and sometimes I would ask her to read the same one on consecutive nights, and she certainly was willing to do that. And I think one of the reasons I stand before you as a preacher of the gospel is the influence and encouragement of my mother. And my mom and dad sacrificed so that I could attend Harding College. My mother was a hardworking woman. She was a homemaker all of her life. And during those early years, she was the one who had to administer the discipline as my dad was out of town working. And she certainly was not opposed to applying the Board of Education to the seat of my understanding. And the thing that the four of us dreaded the most was if Mom would say, wait till your dad gets home. We knew that was not going to be good. Because if she had to discipline us and had to tell Dad about the discipline, then there would be an additional discipline that would come, you know, from Dad. But I know some of us are here with our mothers. Perhaps some have gone to be with their mothers. Some of us, our mothers have already passed. And we have memories that we will carry with us until the day we die. I love you, Mom. And happy Mother's Day to all of our mothers here today. Thank you for all the love and all the sacrifice. And may God be with you and bless you. I'm going to sing our song of encouragement. If there's anyone here today who is ready to respond to the gospel of Christ through faith, repentance, baptism, we invite you to come. If there's anyone here today who is ready to rededicate his or her life to God, we're here to help you, to encourage you in any way that we possibly can. So if anyone needs to respond to the gospel invitation, would you do that right now as together we stand and sing?